Just to recap, we learned last week that Kodshik Doshim, that you shechted in the wrong place, there's still a din of Me'ilah. The Mishnah Paskin is a din of Me'ilah. Whether you shechted it in the wrong place, whether you makabel the dam in the wrong place, there's still a din of Me'ilah. And the explanation as to why there's a din of Me'ilah is not clear. The Gemara just says that it's different than Kodshim Shemesu. The Gemara brings down that Kodshim Shemesu lo chazu klal. That was what the Gemara said. Aval hanu nihi de'enu roi l'kodshim kadoshim roi l'kodshim kalam. So the approach that the Gemara took until this point is that even though the carbon is possible, and really it's yoytzel beis ha'sreifa, right now it has to be burnt, there's still a din of me'ilah. If the behemoth would have died, there wouldn't be a din of me'ilah. But we don't treat this like a behemoth that died. The Gemara says, why not? L'chayr, it should be like a behemoth that died. What's the difference if the behemoth died or the behemoth was shechted in a place that makes it unworthy? Same thing, you're left with a dead behemoth that's not worthy for a carbon. So the Gemara doesn't really explain this. The Gemara just says, well, since it's roi, it would have been roi for kachem kalim. If who you saw this behemoth would have been kachem kalim, it would have been roi. So now we still treat it as such. And therefore it's still within a me'ilah. So again, the difficulty is, but it's not a kachem kalim. L'maisa, it's kachem kadosha. So we can take that swore and go till the end. You could check it outside the Beis HaMikdash. And you could say, if it was chulin, it would have been roi. Obviously, you can't say that, because it's not chul. So what's the difference? And now this is kodshik adoshim. So we said that area is a shtickle blur, shtickle unclear, why there's a din of me'ilah. Now, as we go into the sugya today, it seems the Gemara seems to be giving an approach, why there's a din of me'ilah. The problem is, it seems to be throwing out what we already learned. We learned that the reason why there's me'ilah by kodshik adoshim, even if you shechted it in a place that's not roy, is because since it would be roy, if it would have been something else, kachem kalim, therefore it's still called kachem Hashem, whatever it is, there's still a din of me'ilah. Now the Gemara is going with a completely different approach, it seems. The Gemara now says like this, Iboy Elohu, Dav Bezim Abez. The Gemara Shaila is like this, all the cases of our mission, primarily, we're talking about the cases where it was shechted, or you did the avod in the wrong makom in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the halacha im olu? If they actually went on to the Mizbeach, ma'u shiyeretu. Do you have to take it down? Okay? The Gemara seems to be asking this question as an independent question. Nothing to do really what we learned till now. Till now we learned there's a din of me'ilah, and now the Gemara is saying we have a new shot. Fine, there's no din of me'ilah. There is a din of me'ilah, there's no din of me'ilah. Now we have a shaila whether it's him olo yeret. So the Gemara says, Rabba Omar im olo yeret. Rabba says if you shechted kodshi kadoshim in the wrong place, even if then mistakenly you put it on the mizbeach, you have to take it down. And Rav Yosef Omar im olo yeret. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to integrate this into the din of our mission, which l'chayra, based on what we learned last week, this has nothing to do with our din. The din we learned was that as long as the kachim was shechted in a place where some place on the some carbon is roy, that's enough for the din me'ilah to be chal. That's enough. Now all of a sudden the Gemara is going to base all the dinim of me'ilah on the shay. If it's a mo'lo lo'yered, then there could be me'ilah. And if it's a mo'lo lo'yered, then there's no din of me'ilah. Basically, the Gemara is introducing a whole new concept now. That the reason why there would be a din of me'ilah if you shechted it in the wrong place is could be the eved. If you put it on the mizbeach, you wouldn't take it down. That serves the din of there's a din of me'ilah. That's what the Gemara. That's the shift. It's a complete shift from what the Gemara said. The Keren Ora we'll see as an approach to try to bridge the gap that the Gemara is not throwing out what we had till now. But that's the way the Gemara reads. The Gemara says like this: there's a machlekes. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, in other places, if you made a mistake, let's say you spritzed the blood in the wrong place, let's say you spritzed the blood that was supposed to go on the bottom part of the mizbeach on the top, and vice versa, there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, whether it's an olo yered or not. Rav Yehuda holds yered, And Rav Shimon holds lo yered. So the Gemara now wants the base, say this shayla should be pulling in the machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara says like this. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda who holds him lo yered, even if you spritz the blood in the wrong place. So according to him is loyti boy. There's no question. Loyti boy loves. The kuli alma loy pligi, everybody agrees him lo yered. Definitely, there would be a din of him lo yered. No question. Because he holds, even if it's nishbach domo, if the blood gets spilled, if it's lona, he gives a several cases over there. He holds that there's a din of imolo yered. So the Gemara sees, of course, if he shechted in the wrong place, it's definitely imolo yered. Definitely. So now what? Ki pliga alibi de Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon who holds imolo yered. Rav Shimon holds that if the blood was left over, right, if it was yotze, so we don't say that the carbon goes down. So then, what would be by shachtei bedorim? Ad kan lo kama Rav Shimon, that's only bini tonen lamata, shenosnan lamala, or bini tonen lamala, shenosnan lamata. At least he had a good shchita. But lo ilam b'shachton b'kibol domon, b'tzof. He did at least the shechita gabol, aval hocha, the shechton bedorah, keman de chankinun domi. That's as though it was strangled. Meaning, over there, Rabbi Yehuda, over there, every zicha, there would be a din of yeret. When does Rav Shimon hold imolol yeret? You had a proper shechita, you had a proper kabbalah. Now we have a question, you did a wrong job by the zrika. So the behemoth was already part of lachmoy shomuz beach. It already became part of the Mizbeach. So now, if it went on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down. But something which never became worthy for the Mizbeach, because you shechted it in the wrong place. So that's ki'ilu, the animal was strangled. And then there's no din of... Now, we went through this on Amud Aleph. This is a mirror image of what we went through on Amud Aleph. Because on Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that I would think that kochim sheshechton bedoraim kochim, that you shechted in the wrong place, it's like you strangled it. That was the whole Hava meaning. And the Gemara said, Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. Right? Kamash Malon, that since it was worthy for Kachim Kalim, we don't say it like the animal was strangled. So what's the Gemara? Now all of a sudden the Gemara is jumping in and going, it's Kamanda Chankinun, and now the Gemara goes, 1 second, Tanan, we learned, Kachim Kachim Shishachtim Badarim Mailim Bahem, this is the Mila. That's our Mishnah, Bishlam al-Rav Yosef, who says that I'm all a lawyer. Nichet. We understand why there's a din of Me'ilah. Because if you put it on the Mizbeach, it wouldn't go down. Elo Rabbe Kashi? What Kashi? We answered that question. We answered on Amud Aleph that the reason why there's a din of Me'ilah is because it's worthy for Kachim Kalim. Why are we changing our tune all of a sudden? We brought in a separate machloikis if there's a din of imolo yeret. Machloikis, Rabbi, Rav Yosef, if the animal goes down. We were very happy before we introduced this machloikis. And the way we learned the din of me'ila is that since the behemoth was shechted in a place that's roy for kachim kalim, that's okay, that's enough to maintain the halacha of me'ila. Now we brought in a new shayla of olo yeret. And Rav Yosef says, imolo lo yeret. And Rabba says that I'm all eteve. And now the Gemara is pouncing on Rabba and going, Rabba, according to you, why is there a din of Me'ilah? Exactly like you learned till now. Because you shechted it in a place that was roy for kachim kalim. Period. We were fine with that till now. What changed? It's really a pella. Really a pella. So actually the Keren Ohr wants to learn that there's no chazaras. We'll see. Simply, it sounds like the Gemara now is being chazar on what we had till now, without any real reason. Because this Gemara didn't say one word about Me'ilah. This Gemara had a Shaila, Kachim Shaila. If there's a din imolo yeret, imolo lo yeret. This is really a Zvachim Gemara. This Gemara doesn't even belong in Me'ilah, really. This is a Zvachim Gemara. If you have a Pasul Korban, it went on the Mizbeach, does it go down, do you keep it on? This is a, if we have a Shaila, where to put this din? This is a din that belongs in Zvachim. In fact, it is in Zvachim. Right? This is a Sugi in Zvachim. And that's where it belongs. Right? We were learning on Amud Aleph, we were learning Me'ilah Sugya, and Me'ilah was beautiful. Everything worked out beautiful. We said the Mahalach of Me'ilah is anything which is shechted in a place that's roy for any carbon, the meal stays. And we were fine with that. Now all of a sudden we're bringing in a Zvachim Shaila, and we're pouncing on the one who says that Yered, so why is there a din of Me'ilu? Why not? Why shouldn't there be a din of Me'ilu? It's a pella. Okay, so the Gemara says, you know what, my Moyalim, when it says my Moyalim, it means Midrabon. Doesn't mean the Reis. Whole new Mahalachna. Till now we didn't come on that way. Now we want to say that the Mishnah is only talking about Me'ilu Derabonim. The Rambam embraces this. The Rambam embraces this Teres de Gemara so much that the Rambam holds that even by the Kodshim that there's a dinim olo lo yered, it's only Me'ilu Derabonim. The Rambam is so happy with this Gemara's Akimta. The Gemara only made this Akimta with a gun to the head. The Gemara said, 1 second, if there's a din of the olo yered, why is there Me'ilu? So the Gemara says, that's a problem. Well, it must be this Me'ilu Derabonim. But this was only said to Luv Vezevin. This was only said because the Gemara was hanging, because we had a man da'amu who said, Molo Yehid. So according to him, there should be no din of Me'ilu. So okay, we're stuck. According to him, it's Me'ilu Derabonim. The Rambam is not stuck. The Rambam definitely fits with the Gemara Nomad Aleph. Even if the Gemara Nomad Beis was Chazer, and the Gemara Nomad Beis decided that the Yukimta that we gave on Omer Aleph is not enough, you also need him Olo Yered. You need two conditions. Number one, you have to shecht it in a place that's roy for some carbon. Number two, there has to be a difference for Olo Yered. The Rambam is clear. But the Rambam also owes him Olo Yered. So the Rambam should be very happy. But no, the Rambam says that all Psuli HaMukdoshim, the Me'ilah is only Midrabonim. So of course, the Lecha Mishnah and the Pesach Mishnah, they all get involved to try to be Yashav HaRambam. Shout out to Rambam. Someone even say the Rambam doesn't really mean it, because it's only talking about a narrower list of Psuli Mugdashim. But the Rambam says all the Psuli Mugdashim, all the possible. The Rambam has a very generic guideline in Ilchus Me'ilah. He says all the Kachim that become possible, all Psuli Mugdashim, the Me'ilah is only Midrabonah. When he has no reason to say it. Not Al Samad Aleph and not Al Samad Beis. So, obviously something is going on here. Obviously, first of all, you see that the Rambam holds this Ukimta is the pristine Ukimta. Even though the Gemara Nomad Aleph was staying away from it like the plague. Because the Gemara could have said this right away. But the Gemara said, Nomad Aleph, Kotchim, 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 Sheshochtim, Bedorom, Lamai Chazi. The Gemara could have said, it's only Me'ilu Derabonim. But Me'ilu Derabonim wasn't something we wanted to even entertain. Now, it's so gishmak that we use it even if we don't have to use it. The Rambam is using it. He's very comfortable with Me'ilu Derabonim. It's very gishmak. Using it l'kul yom. So now again, we see there was some kind of shift. According to the Rambam, a complete roundabout from the way we were going on Amud Aleph, now we're going on Amud Beis. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ma'iko, what's the difference between the Raisel and the Rabbonin? What's the difference if something is Me'ilu Deraisa, Me'ilu Derabonin? So the Gemara says that Me'ilu Deraisa, Mishalman Chomesh. Me'ilu Derabonin, Loi. By Me'ilu Deraisa, there's a Chomesh. And by Me'ilu Derabonin, there's no Chomesh. Okay, so that's the difference. Now the Gemara leaves out carbon, because that carbon is an obvious. Tosfos points it out, but the Gemara leaves out carbon. Carbon is obvious. Obviously, there's no Me'ilu by Drabona. Tosfos Havimotzi, if you look at the bottom, second to the last Tosfos, my Iko bein Me'ilu Doraisa LeDrabona. Tosfos says Havimotzi LeMeima DeBeDrabona LeMas Moi Ma'isi Hashem Me'ilus. There's no carbon. Tosfos says Adifu Minei Komeshan. The Gemara found even a better thing, Da'afilu Chomesh Leko. Oshem is, of course, it's Chulin Ba'azara. Of course, the Rabbon, that's a generic thing in Shas, that you don't bring a Kolben in Ta'azara. It's only Chachi of the Rabbonah. You don't bring a Kolben to Ta'azara. That's basis. Rashi, the Befarish, doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that Einachanami, the reason why there's no Osham, the reason why there's no Chaimish is because there's no Osham. If you look at Rashi, he says, Mila de Rabbona Mishalim Keren Veloy Chaimish, Mishum de Chaimish Menei El Oshamais, Ubi de Rabbona Lekako. So Tosis and Rashi have different approaches. Rashi learns the Korban and the Chaimish are intertwined. Right? Tosis learns they're actually two different dinim. Chaimish is one din, and Korban is another din. And the reason why the Gemara didn't mention Korban is because Korban is Pashut. But you don't bring a Korban if it's only a Rabbona. The Gemara brought Chaimish. Chaimish is a bigger Chaimish. Now this is something that I'm only mentioning it now. We're going to get to it more later on in the Sefer. There's clearly a Machlekes in Rashi and Tosis and this in the aside of what the Chaimish is. And this is in all Shas. Whether you hold it in the Ilid, it's all controversy if the Mefarash is Rashi or not. But this happens to be Rashi Shita in Psochim, in Bava Kama. This is Rashi Shita all over. That the Chaimish and the Me'ilah go together. Okay? Tosis doesn't hold that way. And the reason is very simple. Rashi learns that Chaimish is not Momon. Chaimish is not Momon. Meaning, Chaimish is not a monetary obligation. Chaimish is a kapora. Okay? There are two ways to learn Chaimish. One way is you learn Chaimish is a monetary thing. Means when you're moil, when you use hektish, so just like if somebody steals, if they're a ganev, they owe kefil. It's true, the second payment is knas, but knas is also momonistic obligation. It's a momonist obligation, which is knas. But it's a monetary obligation by kefil. For instance, komlei b'derabe minei. Komlei b'derabe minei would mean that any time you chayev a inish choma, you become potter from an inish kal, does not apply to a kapora. Komlei b'derabe minei doesn't pater you from a kol. Doesn't pater you from a kol. Komlei b'derabe minei paters you from an inish. Inish bezn, it paters you from an inish, doesn't pater you from a kol. Rashi, therefore, in Psochim, Rashi learns that if somebody ate hektish shel chometz on Pesach, he's chayiv misa for the chometz. So Rashi says that he's potter from the korban, and we'll see why he's potter from the korban, whether it's a putter. And Rashi says he's potter from the chomesh too, because kol mokim the leka osham leka chomesh. Tosis, on the other hand, says you're potter from the chomesh as kom lebe the rabbi minei. Because Tosis' opinion is that extra fifth that you pay is a monetary obligation. And therefore, that's the same machlokes as we have in our sugya. Tosis feels that Osham is one thing and Korban is another thing, and they don't integrate together. And the reason why our Gemara didn't talk about Korban is because Korban is Pshita. Korban is Pshita. So according to Tosis, our Gemara didn't address Korban. And the reason why he didn't address Korban is because Pashat, you don't bring a Korban into the Azorah if you only did a Me'ilah de Rabbanan. Rashi, on the other hand, and that's why Tosfos says the only thing the Gemara spoke about was this Chiyuv Chaimish, which is not integrated in the Korbanos. It's Tashlumen, but the Chachamim didn't obligate you to do that. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that the Chaimish is part of the Kapora, and therefore it's integrated with the Korban. And when the Gemara says there's no Chaimish, it's like saying there's no Korban. It's all, one is totally in the other, according to Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Miika Mila de Rabbanan? Is there such a thing as Mila de Rabbanan? In. The Omar Ulam Rabbi Yechanan, Kotchim Shemesu, Kotchim Dada, Yotsu Mide Mila de Valter. There's no more Mila de Raisa. By the fact that he says there's no Mila de Raisa implies that there's Mila de Rabbanan. Alma Mida Raisa, less Lub Mida Rabbanan Ispu. Hochanami, so too over here, Mida Rabbanan, there's a din Mila de Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, so then we don't really need Ula. Now that you're telling me that our Mishnah is saying that there's a din Me'ilah de Rabbanan, so I don't need Ulam Rabbi Yechanan to tell me that there's a din Me'ilah de Rabbanan. I already know it from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Lema Tanina Lahadul. Our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Kotche Kotchem Sheshachtim Bedorom is Yesh Bohem Me'ilah. And you're telling me the Yesh Bohem Me'ilah is the Rabbanan. So now we're totally forgetting about everything we said till now, that that's because it was shechted in a place that's ready for a carb. No, that's like Mesir. And the Gemara doesn't even use the Salka. L'chayra, the Gemara now is such an easy Salka Daitach. The Gemara could have said, Salka Daitach, Kotche Kotchem Sheshachtem Bedoham, since it's a place that's roy for, like we had on Amad Aleph. On Amad Aleph, it was so good we made a Maskan out of it. Now the Gemara is not even making a Salka Daitach out of it. Now the Gemara is creating a new, interesting Salka Daitach. When the Gemara had said, we had it already before, you don't even have to typeset it again. Just put it over here. Salka Daitach Amina, since you shechted it Bedoram, which is a place that's roy for Kotchem Kalim, which we were happy with that last time, well, what's the problem? We were ready to accept that as a maskana. The Gemara says, no. Salka Daitach Amina, hocha loy bedilim in hon. Right? I would think that only in our Mishnah, the Rabbonim did a din of Me'ilah. Why? Because you're already separated from it. You're separated from it because it's an avela. But because it was kotchim, right? Our Mishnah, avol kotchim shemesu hoyo bedilim in hon, ein ma'afilu mil Rabbonim loy. In our Mishnah, we would understand why the Chacham had to put it in a meal, because you shechted it. So the animal's not meus, it's not an avela. So you may come to have a noah from it. Mashen came by Kotchim Shemesu, anyway it's an avela. The Rabbonim didn't have to tag on a din of meal. So again, the whole thing here is mud. Why the Gemara is not going just back to what we already learned? The Gemara holds that that's the whole shtickle Torah that we had on Amud Aleph is gone completely. We're not even going to mention it as a Salka Daitach. That's the problem number one. Problem number two, let's analyze this better. What does it mean, Salka Daitach Amina? The Gemara is saying over here, I would think that the Rabbanon only gave a din of Me'ilah where you may come to have anor. But that's circular reasoning. I don't understand. If you're allowed to have anor, there's no reason for the Rabbanon to make a takana that you shouldn't come to have anor. Isn't that the whole point? If Kotshim Shemesu, let's play it out. If Kotshim Shemesu is mutar b'hanor midaraisa, right? And Kotshim Kotshim Sheshachtim b'dorim is mutar b'hanor midaraisa. The Rabbanon came now and imposed a Me'ilah. Okay, so what are you telling me? I would think that when did the Rabbanon impose a Me'ilah? Dafke by Kotshe Kedoshim, Sheshachtim B'dorim, because over there you may come to have Anor. May come to have what Anor? What Anor? It's Mutaba Anor. It's Mutaba Anor. Have Anor. Go take, please. Elamai, the Rabbanon don't want you to have Anor. Oh, so that's the Me'ilah of the Rabbanon. So what do you tell me? The Rabbanon only made a Me'ilah de Rabbanon where they were afraid that you won't do the Me'ilah de Rabbanon. Well, the whole thing doesn't follow through. If the Rabbanon held that Kotshim Shemesu, there's no reason to put it in a Me'ilah, then they shouldn't care if it's Bedili, if it's Loy Bedili. Makes no difference. Midaraisa, take some. If the Rabbanon have a problem with that, and they're therefore establishing a din me'ilah d'rabbanan. So it doesn't make any sense to say, well, you know what, by kotchim shemesu, they had no reason to establish me'ilah d'rabbanan, because they're not afraid you're going to have avnor. What do you mean? Why would they be afraid that you're allowed to have avnor? And adarabba, if the rabbanan don't establish a din me'ilah, you can have avnor from it. It's not a matter you won't. Be my guest. Have avnor. Elamai, for whatever reason, the Rabbanon didn't want people to be moyo mid Rabbanon by kotchim. So then what's the difference? So if you look here in the Mefarish, he says, Abel kotchim shamesu dinevelish ninu, umi'isi ubedili minayu inshi, ema afilu mid Rabbanon les behu me'ila, doho bedili minayu. Because people are not going to go to it anyway. What does that mean? First of all, why wouldn't they go to it? If they're allowed to midrabbanon go to it, and they're allowed to midaraisa go to it, what do people normally do it in a veil? Why wouldn't they? Why would they throw out the carcass? Why would they? If the rabbanon don't tell me that it's awesome. If the Rabbanon don't tell me it's awesome, so why won't I have anor from this behemoth? Doesn't make sense. Well, why not? Right? It's very shmer.
But it's still called a shlashet.
So again, if you're telling me that there's a din mi'ila, that the Rabbanan want over here, when we say yotze midei mi'ila dvar Torah, that means midaraisa there's no issa tavana. If there's no issa tavana, that means on a deraisa level at least, it's like chulin, as far as having ana. I'm saying as far as having ana, it's like chulin. There's no issa. If there wouldn't have been an issa ana from kotchim, what would be the halacha kotchim shenifsal? Use it. The Torah would have never said, by the way, you can't use kotchim. What would the halacha be? You could use it. If the Torah would have never introduced the halacha of me'ilin, what would be? You'd be allowed to use it. So now you're telling me that midaraisa, once it gets shechted in the doim, or it dies, or it becomes possum, whatever reason, there's no more me'ilin deraisa. Because now we took on this new way of thinking that unless there's im'olo lo yeved, there's no din of me'ilin. Right? In order for it to be a din of me'ilin, it has to be im'olo lo yeved. And according to the Rambam, even that's not enough. According to the Rambam, the Gemara now holds everything's out. There's no din me'ila by anything. All psulei mukdashim, no din of me'ila. Okay? And the whole din me'ila is only the Rabbanim. So we only have one mahalach in the Beis HaMikdash. Either the animal was done properly, and then there's a din of me'ila, or the animal died, suffered a cardiac arrest, suffered a shechita bedarim, suffered kibul daman bedarim. Doesn't matter what happened. Something went wrong, then there's no me'ila midaraisa. We have a very easy Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. Kol kashim shenifsalu, yotzel midei me'ila midaraisa. But the Rabbanon still insisted that there's din of me'ila. But the Gemara is saying that we still need our Mishnah, and we also need the din that kashim shemesa. Even though now, what the Gemara is bothered with, now we're putting them all into one pot. Now there's only one pot. Any kashim that became possel, in a way that they're unworthy for them, is Be'ach. No me'ilah midaraisa, yes me'ilah midarabanan. So the Gemara is saying, so l'chayr, now that it's one part, what do we need both? Gemara says, you need both. Because there's still a mila in Ula that we wouldn't have known from our Mishnah. Because from our Mishnah, we would say, the Rabbanan had to do it in me'ilah, because otherwise you'd have anah. Of course you'd have anah. Why not? Moshe Rabbeinu would have anah too. Why not? You're allowed to have anah. Adarabba, why put it in the garbage? Why burn it? To have an offering. There may be a mitzvah to have an offering. I could tell you a svara that if you have kotchim shenifsalu, there would be a mitzvah to have an offering. Because that way you're not being mafsid kotchim. And I'll tell you, I'm dreaming. By truma it is that way. The halacha is that truma that becomes tummy. Right? So what do you do with it? It gets burnt. But if it's roy to use for fuel, there's a mitzvah to use it for fuel. Because you're not being mafsid the truma. Not only is there a mitzvah to use it, listen to this, not only is there a mitzvah to use it for fuel, there's Rabbeinu Chananel in Psochim that says that if you have shemen truma that became sofik truma, so now you're sitting there with a cup of shemen truma, but you don't know if it's tummy or not. So now, taka, nothing you can do with it. You can't eat it, maybe tummy. You can't burn it, maybe tor, you're stuck. So one Tana says, Im hoyo megula chusa yigalena. Machlek is telling him what to do with it. He says, you know what, uncover it, so hopefully, somehow it'll become tome. And then if it becomes tome, you'll burn it. So Rabbeinu Chananel was bothered. Why would you do that? Why would you cause tumah to truma? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, exactly as far, I'm just telling you now. He says, really, there's a mitzvah to make it tome. To cause it to become tummy. Can't be mitami be a dying. He says, because that's your way of protecting the truma. Because if it won't become tummy, it's going to be left with nothing. He says, Mishmeres trumasi bishtei trumas akosav medabel. He says, truma tahoira is a mitzvah to eat, and truma tameir is a mitzvah to use it through burning it. The kohen is supposed to use it for firewood, for fuel. So mameila is a mitzvah. So L'chayre, if there will be no din of me'ila midaraisa, and there will be no din me'ila midrabona, why in the world won't you use it? Adarabe, use it. Why burn it?
But where did the kedusha go? How did the kedusha disappear?
It doesn't matter. If the Torah would say, you know what, a korban oiler, you're allowed to have an oil from it. So good, so it has kedusha. Let's eat, drink, and be merry. What's the problem? A kol mishlamim l'moshim. Kol mishlamim, you eat. One second. You eat it. Why do you eat it? Because why not? Because there's no din else to kedush. It's kadosh, has kedush. There's no din in the Torah that you can't eat something that has kedush. But by kotshin, the Torah introduced the din of me'ilah. And therefore the Torah said, you can't have anoah. But now the Torah said, you know what, if something happened that made it possible, whatever, now you could have anoah. Now the din me'ilah that we imposed is removed. So I'm left with something that's kodesh, that I don't have an isra anoah from. So let's go make a l'chaim. So zev is shying, it's kodesh. I say, good, so kodesh, l'ashem, gvaldik, so what? So because it has kedusha, so what? Inherently, without the din of me'ilah, l'chayra kodshim would be mutter b'anoah. If the Torah would have said, and Yitaka could. And that's why, l'achar shenasas mitzvosoi, you could have anoah from it. Right? Big day kuna. L'achar shenasas mitzvosoi, you could have anoah. They used it for, they used to light up by the simcha beis and sheyev, the mevloi and mixnei. And that was the same cheshbon. Why take the big day kuna and throw it in the garbage? Use it for simcha beis and sheyev. No reason why not. There's no reason why not. Adelab. Right? So the problem is, so why is the Gemara saying here that the Rabbanan only imposed the Me'ilah, the Rabbanan, where they were afraid you're going to have Anoah? What were they afraid of? Themselves? They were afraid of themselves? So why are they hiding behind the curtain? Just come out and say, this is the Me'ilah, the Rabbanan. You tell me wrong. They only said where is Me'ilah, the Rabbanan, where they were afraid you're going to be Nana and be over what they said. But if they weren't afraid that you're going to be over what they said, then they didn't even say it. Why not? Say it. Were you afraid to say the word Me'ilah? Rabbi said, it's a din Me'ilah the Rabbanan. Over there, we're not going to tell you about it because we're not afraid you're going to eat it anyway. So don't worry. That would be like saying, Basar Oif Bechol of the Chachamim, even though they didn't want you to eat it, they didn't talk about it because most people don't eat Basar Oif Bechol. They weren't afraid. What do you want? If there's a din Basar Bechol of the Rabbanan, so there's din Basar Bechol of the Rabbanan. If there's no din Basar Bechol, there's no din Basar Bechol of the Rabbanan. So this Gemara seems to be introducing possibility that there would be an Isra Hanoah Midaraisa here. But why, is the question. Why would there be an Isra Hanoah Midaraisa when we know that something that's Kodesh L'Hashem you're allowed to have Hanoah from? You're only not allowed to have Hanoah from the parts of the Kodesh L'Hashem that the Torah said you're not allowed to have Hanoah from. But anytime the Torah said you're allowed to have Hanoah, you're allowed to have Hanoah. So Kodesh L'Hashem alone doesn't tell you can't have Hanoah. Kodesh L'Hashem is just its Kodesh. And if the Torah permits it by Anoah, there is a tesis in Zvochim that's taka mashma that midaraisa, you can't have Anoah from Kodeshim Psul. Even if there's no Me'ilah. But it's unclear why that is. What is that exactly? Rashi clearly states that when it says midarabonan, he goes even further. He says midaraisa lespul kedusha. Midaraisa is no kedusha. Rashi says that's it. Midaraisa, it's clean. So what's the Gemara talking about then? If midaraisa, there's no issur at all. So Tosis, we have an approach. According to Rashi, it's very difficult. Okay, so says the Gemara. Mei tsunami tanina. The Gemara says, so you want to say that Mesu is still a chiddush. The Gemara says, Mesu we also have already. Because it says, Hanene min achatas kishihi chaya loy mo'al. If somebody has anoah from a chatas while it's alive, loy mo'al, ad sheyivgoin. This is talking about a chatas that's a balas mum. So there's no din me'ilah until you use it, until you devaluate it. Okay? This goes back to what we discussed last week, that when something is not kodesh haguf, it's monetary me'ilah. You have to take from the kedusha. Kshi meisa, but once it dies, kivon shenena ma. So it says clearly, is it in me'ilah? Black and white. It says the Gemara, salkadai techamina, that's different. Chato, soyul kapor kasya. Over there, so the Gemara says, it depends on the gear, so loy bedilimine. I will coach him, hoy of a lot of kapor kasya. The Gemara's going back to the same svara, bedilimine, people are separate from it. Velespu me'ilah, kamashmolin. So the whole Gemara is going with this svara. Of the Rabbanon only imposed the Me'ilah where they were afraid that you would come to have Anoah from it. Where they weren't afraid, there was no problem. Which again is the same problem that we're having here. If it's their own din, why do they can only impose it when they're afraid they can have an on? What are they afraid of? It says the Gemara of Chatos Shemesa Miyas Bei Mehila. Does Chatos that died have Mehila? But not Chatos Hamesis. If you have one of the Chatos Hamesis, that's a Chatos. It's there's five cases, but they're all along the same vein where the Chatos is not needed anymore. Let's say you mafresh a Chatos because it got lost. Then you found the other one, you mechaper, after you already got a kapora from the second one. So now the first one is, so it goes with Misa. And there's several cases like that. Mesu Baleho. The Gemara says, Chatas HaMesa, Yisu Moris HaHochis L'yam HaMelech, says, Klor Eloi Nenim V'loi Moel. Amri, Chatas HaMesa, Yis Bechayein B'dila Minho. Lafuke Heicha De Mechayim De Lo B'dila Minei. Where there was no Mechayim, there was no B'dili. So therefore, Chatas HaMesa is, already people are bedilim and mechayim because it's going lemisa. So again, there was no concern. But here there is. Okay, ultimately the Gemara now slugs up Rabba, Esrei Rab Yosef la Rabba, Chodem Yigei Chodem v'Chodem Yigei Chodem. He builds one case on the other. It says in Zevochim, V'kulon ein metamin begodem abeis abli, if you shechted the chatas or oilas ha'if in the wrong place, or you went ahead and spritzed the blood in the wrong place. We're talking about first the case of spritzing the blood. Oil soif goes on the top of the mizbeach. And chata soif gets on the bottom of the mizbeach. That's by an oif, by a behem that's reversed. Okay? Now if you did it in the wrong place, moyal in behem, there's a din of me'ila. Chutz me chata soif sha'asa lamata kemaise chata soif l'shem chata soif. Tani iluya, we learned on that, Mishnah. Kol shepsule ba'kodesh. So obviously we're saying that if you shechted in the wrong place, it's called psuloi b'kodesh. And it says then, uktani kol shepsuloi b'kodesh, and olo lo yered. Tiyufta, the rabba, tiyufta. So we have clearly a sequence of mishnayos and zvachim, where each one on the other is proof that in olo lo yered, because it says that it's not metami b'godem abeis abliya. Then it says it's psulei b'kodesh, and then it says anything which is psulei b'kodesh and all of it. Ultimately, the Gemara throws out Rabba Shita, but not because of mi'ila. Als mi'ila, we could learn it's only mi'ila de Rabbonah. And according to the Rambam, we never throw out Rabba Shita about mi'ila. Mi'ila is only takoli de Rabbonah. The Gemara throws out Rabba for a different reason, for a zvochim reason. The Gemara says that Rabba is wrong, there's a din of mo'lo l'yeret. And that's why the Rambam paskins, like our Gemara, like the Maskon of our Gemara. But the Rambam is basically learning that there are two Maskons. Maskon on Beis Amud Beis is that there is a din of Me'ila de Rabbonon, and Maskon of Gimel Amud Aleph that there's a din of Olo Lo Yerit. And the two don't. So basically, according to the Rambam, we threw out both logics that we had. The first logic we had was that since it was shechted in the right place, there's a din of Mi'ila. That was the first svara we had. That we threw out. Then we had a second svara on Beis Amud Beis, which is as long as there's a din of Olo Lo Yered, there's a din of Mi'ila. According to the Rambam, we threw that out also. Because the maskona is Imolo Lo Yered, which means you leave it on the Mizbeach, and according to the Rambam, the maskona still is that there's only Mi'ila Midrabonah. So that's really what we have to put this whole puzzle together and to try to understand what's going on. Now, last week's inyan that we went into, will really clarify all these plotin. And I'll explain to you what I think the halach of the sugi is. Last week we discussed, barichas, what is the din of me'ila? And we brought down two different approaches how to learn me'ila. One approach to learn me'ila is that Me'ila is a din geza, like Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon Shkop. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim like that in Krisus. Me'ila is a form of stealing from Hekdesh. Normally, when you steal from an individual, it's one geder, right? It's one geder. And then if you steal from Hekdesh, you get into a much more complicated. I mean, if I wanted to give you a dugma, I'll give you a dugma, like an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish is also gzeil. If somebody lives with an Eishes Ish, it's also a form of gzeil. By a goy, that's the whole din. V'dovak pe'ishtoi v'loi be'eishes chaveiro. By a goy, the whole issue of him living with his friend's wife is gzeil. It's gzeil. By a Jew, we have kedushin. And kedushin is a new aloch. Kedushin creates a new halacha, Isra Shesish, which almost she becomes a heftza of Kedushin. And there, besides for the regular gezel, there's a new element. There's an element that Kedushin asks her. So much so that by a goy, we don't need a posuk to tell us that Misa is Mater. There is no posuk. There's no posuk in Shas that tells us that a goy's widow is permitted to be married. By a Jew, we have a posuk. By a goy, there's no posuk. By a goy, there's no posuk that get is a Mater. No posuk. We have the Issa, the Dovak, Beishtev, Lebeishtev, Chaveri. And by Yisrael, we have psukim for all these things. By Yisrael, we have psukim for all these things. If he dies, if there's a get, why? So the Pnei Yeshua takes a very unbelievably strong view, and he says, Einachanami, there's no such thing as a widow. A goy's widow can't remarry. Yep? It's such a chiddush. If it wouldn't be the Pnei Yeshua, you'd say, it's wild. But Pnei Yeshua wasn't a wilde mensch. Pnei Yeshua says in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel that a goy's widow is not allowed to get married because we don't have a posuk. He says, and that's why Tamar was chayv misa. All the Rishonim shvitz. Why was Yehuda giving her misa? Al spas koyen, al this, that. He says, she's a widow who's eish ish without a hetak of misa. He says, she remained forever eish ish. There's no matir. It's fascinating. But that's the Pnei Yeshua shita. How? The fact is that although the Pnei Yeshua shita is dramatic, and whenever I tell it to somebody, when we're learning Kedusha, I tell it to the Talmidim, they're like, they fall off their chairs for a minute. But I tell them, really, the Pnei Yeshua, besides his Pnei Yeshua, he's standing on very strong ground. He's saying, listen, the Gemara says that Misa is a Matir. The Gemara learns out of a Pasuk. By a Goy, we don't have a Pasuk. That's why the Pnei Yeshua is being insistent on his view, because there's no Pasuk. It's a good Svara, Pnei Yeshua's Svara. And my answer to Pnei Yeshua is we really don't have a Pasuk that get is Matir either by a Goy. But the Rambam says, what's the get by a Goy? He doesn't have to go to a sefer. He doesn't have to get Adim. He doesn't have to get a lawyer. He doesn't have to make a separation agreement. You know what the divorce according to the Rambam is? Called duv. Chaim ul-shom. You can tell lamovis too. So which the goyish of all they do sometimes. Lamovis. That's it. It's out. The teretz is one. No, but it's the boy not kedushin. A goy doesn't need kedushin. The Torah says v'dovak pe. Marriage for a goy is the fact that he lived with his wife. Bulas baal. Bulas baal, taka by a goy, there's no isra on an ahusa. Once the husband lives with her as a husband, that's it. I mean, today there's a standard. I'm just saying, we're talking in a normal world. So then, that's it. She's a wife. Finished. So I believe the answer to Pnei Yeshua is kasha. You see, Claude, most of the Rishonim didn't hold like Pnei Yeshua. Is that ain't a chanami. The goy, by a goy, it's only gezel. So once the goy says goodbye, it's no different if the goy lahavdul took his cup of coffee and he put it, says, okay, I don't need it anymore. You can take the cup of coffee. It's not his cup of coffee anymore. He says, it's for the public. It's hefkel. So if he does it lahavdul, I don't want to sound unsympathetic, but if he does that to his wife, it's the same thing. And that's why we don't need a pasuk for get. And if he dies, he doesn't own her anymore either. Because dead people don't can't have bialos. And his kids don't yash and his wife. So this is finished. That's the reason. That's why you don't need a pasuk.
Why not?
By a Jew, on the other hand.
Why?
Because it's not a Kenyan moment, it's a Kenyan Ishus. There's no Yerusha on Ishus. There's no Yerusha on Ishus. It's the other way around. It's the other way around. It's not monetary. The Torah created this new kind of monetary thing, which is called marriage. There's no Yerusha on marriage. There's only Yerusha on possessions. There's no marriage. A goy doesn't own his wife, and even according to Jewish law, a goy doesn't own, he can't put her to work. He doesn't get ma'isi yadayim from his wife. It's not his maid. The Torah was machadish, a new ownership by a Gentile, a marital relationship. That's all. So he has a bialos on Ishus that he can't be married. So halacha is that his wife, if David would like to see that his wife goes be Yerusha to the kids, it becomes, so now they all own her. Right? She becomes the Isha of all the assignment. Lamaisa, the untish the shuri is that's the chilik between by a goy, and then you have But at Eishes Yisrael, there's also a momentistic thing. Like, I don't mean moment like moment, like Rav Gusman Zatzal in his Shiurim and Kedushin. He says, Enechanami, you mamish have a momentist in your wife, three kinyonim, moment, isa. But I'm saying, it's his wife, it's a kinyon, right? So, but in Halacha, once the Torah came, the Torah v'nischatsha Halacha, that there's such a thing as Kedushin. Now the woman has a new complicated kinyon, and now if you violate it, you're in bigger trouble. You're in bigger trouble because you violated a kinyan ishus that the Torah put in. I'm telling you the same thing by kotshim. Kotshim, it's really gezel, but because it belongs to hegdish, it's more complex. It's like a kehegdish sake. The Gemara says the ishus is kehegdish. Now it's more complex because now the thing that you used belongs to hegdish. So you have me'ila, you have all those. So that was one mahalach we had to explain me'ila. The other mahalach to explain me'ila is that it's more like Zev is learning. It's holy. You can't use it. Zuzul b'kotshim, exactly. You're being mezalzul kotshim. Just like Yisurei Anor, other Yisurei Anor. Sometimes something is also b'anor because it's metuv, b'asur b'chol. Sometimes something is also b'anor because it's kedusha. So then it comes out, it's not really monetary. It's not monetary. It's because of the kedusha. Because of the kedusha, there's a din zuzul. You're being mezalzul that kedusha. And those are the, and we, last week we said, l'chori, these are two totally different approaches, completely. And by kotshe, berek abayis, it's monetary. And by kedusha zaguf, it's iser and zuzul b'kotshe. And we brought kama v'kama asmachtas to that thing. Now I want to tell you, once we have this, we can understand now the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara on Amud Aleph held that kodshe kedoshim, kodshim kalim, kedushas haguf, is only an inyan of zuzul kodshim. That's what it is. It's zuzul kodshim. In order for that din to go off, it has to be that it is completely not, it loses the shame kodshe Hashem, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. It's not called kodshe Hashem. And Rashi repeats it again on Amud Beis here. When he says, Mila d'rabban, Amud Arayis, it's not called kodesh Hashem. As long as it's called Kodesh Lashem, there's a din of Me'ila. If you learn, however, that the Me'ila is Gezel, then once it's not worthy for Hegdish, there will be no din of Gezel. Once it's not Roy for Kodesh Kedush anymore, there will be no din of Gezel. On the other hand, as long as Hegdish could have value from it, there would be a din of Gezel. It's all based, Berek HaBayis is all based, does Hegdish have value from it? Does Hegdish not have value from it? That's what Berek HaBayis is based on. Kotshim is Beach is not based on that. Kotshim, and that's why the Gemara says later on, as we explained, Kotshim Berek HaBayis, even after they die, there's din of Me'ila for the monetary of it. They could sell it, they could this, whatever. For the monetary. Now, the Gemara comes on Amud Beis. That's the Gemara on Amud Aleph. And the Gemara on Amud Aleph held that the only way that the Me'ila will go off by Kotshim is Beach is if the Kedusha goes away. And how could the Kedusha go away? Only if it's shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. If it's shechted in a place that's Royal Mizbeach, it still maintains the din of Kodesh Hashem. That's it. The Gemara on Amud Beis came, and the Gemara went to a different sugi. The Gemara said, one second. There's a machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda holds that there's a din that Kodeshim, all of them are Mo'ola Yehud. All Kodeshim is Mo'ola Yehud. Kodeshim Psulim. Or at least the cases that he speaks about. The Gemara wants to compare it to our Mishnah. Rev Shimon holds that there's not a din of a Mo'ola Yehud by some cases. The Gemara now is assuming, at this point, one second, if all Kodshim Psulim, based on Amar Aleph, we said, all Kodshim Psulim remain Kodshe Hashem, so either they should all be Yehud, or they should all be Lo Yehud. Why is there a difference between some is Yerid and some is Lo Yerid? That's the Gemara on Amud Beis. The reason why the Gemara wasn't bothered with this on Amud Aleph is because Amud Aleph, we didn't know that there's any kind of discrepancy. But now you're telling me, one second, that even according to Rav Shimon, who holds him all the Lo Yerid, it's only a couple of cases, but by Doraim, it gets off them, it goes on, dump it off. Oh, so now, till now, we had a very simple approach. Anything that shechted in the Azorah is still called Kodshe Hashem. But now, and we wouldn't have a problem saying that even if it's Yerid. Could be Yerid too, no problem. But now that you're telling me, no, but there's two types of Kochim Psulim. Some Kochim Psulim, if they go on the Mizbeach, we throw them off. Even if they went on B'di'evit. Some Kochim, if they go on the Mizbeach, we leave them there. Oh, so now the Mizbeach becomes a defining point. What's called Kochi Hashem, and what's not called Kochi Hashem. Anything the Mizbeach throws off is obviously not Kochi Hashem. So now we have no choice but to revisit what we said on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, we thought there's only one way to change the status of Korbonis from becoming Kochi Hashem. And that is if they're shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, or they die. But anything that's in the Azorah, shechted in the Azorah, is still called Kochi Hashem, even though it's not really for the Mizbeach. But now the Gemara is saying, no. There's a din called Imolo Yered. There's a din called Imolo Lo Yered. What's the Pshat Imolo? Imolo Yered means it's called Lachmoy Shom Mizbeach, which means, even though it's possible, but it's still related to the Mizbeach, and therefore it doesn't go down. And there's something which is so bad that even if you put on the Mizbeach, it gets thrown off. That's obviously not Kochi Hashem. Now that you've created this multi-tier level, Kochim Ksherim, Kochim Psulim Imolo Lo Yered, Kochim Psulim Imolo Yered, so now the Kochim Psulim are out. Now there shouldn't be a din of meal. Now there should be no din of meal at all. So now the Gemara says, so now what's Pshat? So the Gemara says, you're right. We never realized that the Rabbanan established the din of Me'ilah. Now we're going to say there's a din Me'ilah de Rabbanan. Me'ilah de Rabbanan. And the Chanami, the Raisin, there's no din of Me'ilah. No din of Me'ilah. Now why Taka is there no din of Me'ilah? There's no din of Me'ilah because we clearly see there's these two tiers. There's Kochim Psulim that are called associated to Mizbech. There's Kochim Psulim that are not associated. And those Kochim Psulim that are not associated to Mizbech, there's no din of Me'ilah. And the other one is, why is that? The teretz is that the Gemara now is learning that in order for it to be Me'ila even of category one, we said there's two categories of Me'ila. There's Me'ila Gezel, and there's Me'ila of Kochim Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf is only Al Zilzel. Kedushas Domim is only Al Gzela. No. Even Kedushas Mizbeach has to infringe somewhat on the Mizbeach. If you're not taking anything away, if there's no way you're taking it, then there's no din of meal. Which means that the zuzul alone is only in a case where you're taking away from the mizbeach something. What are you taking? You're taking them all over yet. You're taking away, there's something, this carbon still has something, that some connection to the mizbeach. So there's some form that you're taking away from Hekdesh. Even though what you're taking away is only imol alayeret, fine, but at least there's something you're infringing on. You're infringing on the molo layered of the carbon. So which means that now the Gemara is relating the two together. The Gemara is relating the comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that now that the Gemara established that it's only Mila de Rabbonim, the Rambam says, I'm choizer from everything. I hold that now there's no premise. There's no premise that there's a new kind of Me'ila that's not Gezel Min HaHekdesh. All Me'ilah is Gezel Min HaHekdesh. The only source we had to say this new kind of Me'ilah was our Mishnah. To say that the Midaraisa, there's two kinds of Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah of Kedushas Aguf. Over there, no Gzela, it's just Kochim. And there's a new kind of Me'ilah, and there's Me'ilah of Gezel. The Rambam says, there's no premise for it anymore. Now that you're telling me that there's such a thing called Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, so now it's very clear. Me'ilah always has to be Gezel. Me'ila can never be where you're not stealing from Hekdesh. Me'ila is only where you're stealing from Hekdesh. Two, also. If there's no Gzela from Hekdesh, it's not Me'ila. The definition of Me'ila is Gzela. That's the definition of Me'ila. By a woman, it's also called Me'ila. A woman who's Kisim or Babal. So the Rambam therefore comes and he says like this. He says, I hold that now you don't have to kvetch anymore. That it's Al-Simolo Yerid, Imolo Yerid. Now we could say very simple. Even Imolo Lo Yered is not enough. Because Imolo Lo Yered is not an interest that Hekdesh wants. Hekdesh doesn't want it to go on the Mizbeach. How could you tell me, if I take, let's say, I have something here that's mine. But I have no interest in it. Be'etzem, I want to pour it out on the grass. And I tell everybody, Rabbi Yisai, this cup of tea, I just want to pour it outside. Somebody goes, okay, good. I'm taking it. Goes, takes a drink. Is he a gazer? If the Bailam already was modia, that I don't want it, would you say, yeah, but if Lamaisa, if you drank it, you'd have an offer from it. Yeah, I understand, but I already was megala. So Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling everybody here, I would like this cup of tea to be just spilled outside. If somebody came now and drank it, would you say, well, it's roy for me to drink it, so therefore you're a gazer? Of course not. I already was megala that I don't want to drink it. Zok the Rambam, the Torah now said, kochim psulim, we want them to be burnt. That's what we want. You're telling me, in Echanami, there's several tiers. There's imola yered, there's imola lo yered. But even the imola lo yered, we don't want it to go up. It's only, you come to Hegdish, you say, it went on the Mizbech, but they go, no, no, it's there, leave it there. That's not enough to create a din gezel. That's Zok the Rambam. So now that we have a meruvachtik approach, that the Me'ila is only the Rabbanan, that there's such a thing as Me'ila the Rabbanan, and the Gemara proves that there's such a thing as Me'ila the Rabbanan. So now that we prove that there's such a thing as Me'ila the Rabbanan, we have no premise to say that there's a Me'ila that has no Gezel in it. And the Rambam holds that even the Me'ila Yered is not Gezel. How could you call it Gezel if Hektish says, the Rabbanan Shlom says, I don't want it on the Mizbeach. So what are you telling me? That when I used it, I took away from what? I took away from the use that Hashem doesn't want it to be used for. That's really what you're saying. I'm a gazlan. Because I took away from that use that b'di'evet, it would have gone, Zok the Rambam, that's no mila. There's no mila. And that's why the Rambam says it's all the Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that once the Gemara came and said there's such a thing as mila the Rabbanan, so now we lack a mucker to mechadish that there's a new kind of mila. Mi'ila b'pshuto is gezel min ha'egdish. But our Mishnah forced us to say, well, there's a type of Me'ilah from Kedushas Haguf, even if there's no Gezel at all. So the Rambam, not so posh. Because now that the Gemara Amud Beis was Mechadish anyway, that there's such a thing called Me'ilah the Rabbanan, which the Gemara says is anyway licked in the Mishnah, according to Rabba, and Rav Yechanan and Ula say that there's Me'ilah the Rabbanan, so now we have no source that there's Me'ila where you're not stealing from Hekdesh. Says the Rambam, I'm left with no source. So the Rambam wasn't, everybody looks at the Rambam took a very big chance. No, the Rambam was staying very traditional. Me'ila, in its traditional meaning, without any raya, there's no raya from any Gemara, from any Mishnah, that there's a new kind of Me'ila that there's no Gzeil at all. As far as what? Well, it's very simple because let's go. You know, this I would really leave for next week, but I'll give you a 2-minute explanation. There's still going to be, but everybody chapa was saying till now. We're just saying very simple that the Mishnah that taught us that there's a din meila, which we didn't even know that there's such a hava minitz the rabbanon, so we forced ourselves to say that there's such a meila which doesn't involve stealing, right? Doesn't involve stealing. So now that the Gemara said that there's a Me'ilah de Rabbanon, and our Mishnah could in fact be talking about that, then there's no source that there's a Me'ilah de Raisa where you're not stealing at all. So Akiva is asking, he's saying, does that mean that the conclusion is there's no difference between, and the answer is absolutely there's still a difference. Almost exactly the same difference that we spoke about last week. With one added piece, one little added piece, and that is the gezel from Mizbeach. What you're stealing is kedusha. By Berek Abayis, what you're stealing is mammon. In both cases, moil you're taking away. You're taking from hekdesh. If you're not taking from hekdesh, you're not a moil behekdesh. Moil behekdesh means you're taking from hekdesh. You're infringing. Me'ila is infringement on hekdesh. So something that the Torah says we want is to go lebeis hasreifa. You're not infringing on hekdesh, and therefore there's no mila deraisa, Zok the Rambam. Only mila derabbanan. Right? By mizbeach, you infringe only where you're going ahead to take something that was royal in mizbeach, and you're taking away from it. That's the way you infringe. By kedushas berek habayis, it's all monetary. So that's why if it's mace, if it's this, if it's nasas mitzvosei. See, by kedushas mizbeach, once it's nasas mitzvosei, there's no din of meila. You follow any carbon you have. Once you do the mitzvah, and there's no more like keturis. Once the smoke goes up, if you're moil, you're not over. Why not? Because you're not infringing. Because the only thing Hekdesh has from this is the avodah. Once the avodah is completed, Hekdesh has no more use from this. You have what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is the infringement is a condition for me. By Kedushas Aguf, the infringement relates to Kedusha. And by Kedushas Berak Abayis, the infringement relates to monetary. That's the Nafkamina. Okay.